My king, are you awake? May I come in? Thank you for seeing me, Your Majesty. I know it's late, but I wanted us to be able to talk privately without someone interrupting us. There's something that's been on my mind. No, nothing is wrong. Not truly. I know you didn't choose me. I'm not a silly girl. I knew when I was married it would be for the sake of my house. My father had a duty to find a suitor who benefited our family. I never dreamed I may become a queen, though. As a man and a king, you had more freedom. But even still, arrangements were made, and we were wed.
Do you regret your family's choice, Your Majesty?
I ask because you have not visited my chambers since our consummation. Do I displease you? I'm glad to hear that. I did not wish you to be unhappy with me. We were bound together in the eyes of God. There is no reason for this to be a poor marriage. I believe I can be a good queen and, perhaps more important still, a good wife. A king has many burdens, Your Majesty. A wife can ease them and bring comfort when desired.
My king, your room is warm. By your leave, I'll remove my robe. Thank you.
It's a simple shift. I often sleep in one. It does a poor job protecting my modesty, but that does not matter. Not here. Not with you, my king. You are the only man permitted to see me like this. I know this slip hides little in this firelight. But your eyes, my king, are welcome on me, and my skin. They belong there, whether dressed or utterly bare. May I? With your permission, I'll shed this dress and let you see my body once more.
Does my naked form please you, my king? Our wedding night was all too brief, and I was nervous. While it is improper, I have talked with my maidservants, and they have assured me I know how to please you and told me things. Things I can do to make our marriage been a blissful one. I want to show you I can serve as your wife in every way. Let me come closer and sit upon your bed. Though if you wish to send me away, you can. Your word is law, and I obey, my king.
Thank you. When you did not come to me, I began to inquire about you, Your Majesty. I knew so little, but I feared I had done something wrong, or worse, that I could not satisfy you. I learned about you. I spoke with the ladies here at court and my handmaids, and where a queen could not go, I sent my most trusted servants. Some we spoke to were too quick to gossip about you, so I had them dismissed from your service to protect you. Loyalty is very important, and trust. I learned a great deal, Your Majesty. The king is the center of a kingdom, and knowing his soul can tell one many things. You are well regarded, there is no denying that. The men say you are a warrior, the people say you are fair. The women spoke of something else. I heard that you had a mistress before I arrived. Rumors said that they were very beautiful and spirited, and it was very kind of you to send them away from the castle for my sake. Not all men would have done that for their wives. You could still have had them warming your bed. That is your right as king. I'm sure it was difficult if you were fond of any of them. And I'm sure you've missed their companionship. That role should fall to me now. A king has needs like any man. I am your wife, Your Majesty. I'm yours.
You have shown me kindness, yes, but I desire more of you. I ask for warmth and for a husband's touch. In turn, I promise I can serve you as any wife should, and you'll not regret the choices our house has made. My king, if I may be bold, I can see beneath the sheets that you are intrigued. And I have seen your eyes traveling along my nakedness. A wife can freely give her husband the pleasure of the flesh. There's no shame in that. In fact, we do honor to God in doing so. It is the natural order of things. Let me be your wife in truth, in body and soul. May I join you under the covers, husband? Thank you, my king, my husband. Your bed is soft and warm and smells of you. I like it. A tender kiss would be most welcome from you. Again, if you would, with my hand against your face. Yes. You have wonderful eyes, my king. They are thoughtful and commanding. But I see a softness in them, too. When I told I was to marry you, I dreamed about your eyes. What they might be like. Does that sound foolish to you? I knew that when I stared into them, I would see the kind of man you are. Cruelty and avarice show in the eyes, my king. But so does cunning and empathy. When I saw you, I knew I would be safe. The people agree, gathering rumors about the king's prophets and many opinions about the monarch. From most noble to humblest peasant, you are well thought of. I hope in time they'll say the same about their queen, and that the queen warms the king's heart. And his bed. No, please. Keep your hand there. It is welcome, most welcome. It merely took me by surprise. A pleasant surprise. Is my back soft, husband? May I touch you in return? Thank you, my king. I remember this body from our wedding night. But I'm sad to say I do not know it well. Under princely garb, it is easy to lose your shape, though not entirely. You have a swordsman forearm, my king, I can feel. I knew your arms were strong when you carried me to bed, and your shoulders, You are sturdy, my husband. Beneath this chest beats a strong heart, though I'm quite content to feel the soft hair and the firmness of it. You're as a king should be. As a man should be, my husband. Do you like my hair? Please, run your fingers through it again. I can style it as you wish, long braids or hung loose. Yes, quite soft, like my skin and my form. Soft and welcoming to your touch, and only your touch. Oh, my king. It appears you are not soft at all. Do you like my hand on you, your majesty? Yes, I think some of the formalities can be put aside, but you'll be my king always, and I am your queen, your wife. I'm yours in the throne room, supporting you. I'm yours at the banquets and feasts, sitting beside you, sharing our food. And I'm yours right now, in your bed, and with my delicate fingers around you. This part of you feels big and powerful too, my king. I can feel your need pulsing. You must be aching inside. You need a woman to care for you. Oh... No, I won't stop unless you ask me, my king. And your hand is becoming more bold as well. Touch me, please. I need you as well. Oh, yes. I beg forgiveness, my king, but your hands, your rough hands on my breast. I want it. I've needed it. It feels like nothing else. Feel them. Squeeze them. Your touch is perfect. Yes, tonight we'll celebrate our marriage properly, I promise. I can feel how ready you are. I'm ready too. You're trembling with lust. Lust I'm ready to satisfy with great, oh, great pleasure. My body is yours. Touch me where you please. Yes, husband, I am warm and slick for you. My body needs yours. Can't you feel it? Yes. Yes, you can. Your fingers feel just how much I need you. God, my king. Oh, husband. I heard other things as well. How a few of your mistresses got with a child. I saw for myself. Please don't be angry. Your mistress was heavily pregnant and beautiful. Oh, so beautiful. The taleswomen said you had many mistresses from the village. I saw for myself. Oh, so many of your same eyes and the children who dwell beneath the castle. My king. Bastards are one thing, husband, but I can give you true-born sons and daughters. Our children will be princes and princesses, and one king. Take me, and I will be fruitful for you as a wife and queen should be. Yes. Climb on top of me. I want you. Take me. Oh, God, you're filling me up. How I've longed for this. It's all the sweeter the second time. Oh, your thrusts. Oh, they're incredible. I've dreamt that you've come into my room, claim me just like this. Make me yours and fill my body. You mount me like a bull, my king. Yes, my king, I'll wrap my legs around you. I don't want you to stop. More, please. You've needed this. I can feel it in every part of you. My king, I can't, it's too much. So deep. Fill me. Claim your queen. Claim your wife. Don't make me beg. Please give me your seed, my king. I need it. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Yes. Yes. No. Oh dear, you're back. I hope. Did the scratches hurt?
No, you're right. A warrior king won't be felled by his queen's nails. You're still inside me, my king, where you belong, where I hope you'll feel the same. May I stay the night with you? Thank you, my king. I dreamt you would say that. I hope the next time I won't have to work so hard to convince you to let me in your bed, husband. I plan to be a very good queen to you, and an even better wife. Good night, Your Majesty.